sports media industry. Positions are voluntary, but with the right work ethic and attention to detail, opportunities can put you on the path to achieving your career goals. So if you want to grow your skill set, make some connections and progress your career, get in touch with us today, 9418 7700, or send us an email, info@sportfm.com.au.
The Sport FM website has a brand new look. Jump online to sportfm.com.au and check it out now. It's mobile friendly and has all the latest sports news, interviews and program podcasts, the Sport FM schedule and how you can contact the station. Sport FM 91.3, Perth's voice for sports variety. And now with a brand new website at sportfm.com.au.
Want your weekly dose of Waffle news, reviews, previews and interviews? Then make sure you tune in to Waffle World Wednesday nights from 5pm on 91.3 Sport FM. Join me, Jacob Lansmere, former Perth Premiership player Chris Mitsopoulos, former West Perth Premiership President Brett Rapone, for all the news that matters in season 2022. The show's all thanks to station sponsor Holman for the Smart Gardener, Kevrick Australia, Australia's leader in hydraulic cranes, and Cully's Cafe and Bakery. 91.3 Sport FM, your home again for Waffle Footy in 2022.
91.3 Sport FM, Perth's voice for the sports community, bringing you cricket, interstate, state and local, basketball, NBL and local, local WAFL, game of the day, sporting shows like basketball, equestrian, fishing, golf, harness racing, lawn bowls, rugby union, soccer. Look up www.sportfm.com.au. Listen on the net.
A very good morning as you begin your footy weekend right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. This show is brought to you by the official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. Your host today, myself, Chris Brownie, joined by Craig Bradford and Mel Hall, and maybe Jesse Goldworthy. We'll see what happens. welcome, everyone. How are we?
Yeah, not too
very
bad.
Very well, very well.
You know, this is our 100th show this morning.
Yes, I know.
Happy birthday, everyone.
We wouldn't make it, but it's our 100th show, so well done to
never you. Make it, but just look at
it. I wouldn't sing, Craig, please, not this time in the morning. Not this time in the morning. But anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway. What we'll do on the show this morning, we'll look at Blues and AFL news. We'll look back at the game against the Cats and preview the upcoming game against the Giants. Hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully special guest interview is with the Prince of York, Zach Fisher. Fingers crossed. We need to find that out. We'll have to wait and see. As always, we cross live to the hyphen David Rees-Jones for his segment, The Shirt Front. We'll provide information on WA Blues events and anything else in footy we can squeeze into the hour. But first, Craig, we couldn't do this show without our loyal sponsors.
Yeah, no, look, we definitely can't. We'd like to thank WA Blues major sponsor Hyundai WA, platinum sponsors Allmark and Associates, Master Picture Framers in Cannington, Tech Tiger, Barbaro Butchers, and our good mate Alton from Carlton at ICU Finance. And I hope you're feeling a bit better from your jab, Alton. I heard you're being a bit soft.
that's very good, Craig.
Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Well, mate, while you're on a roll, let's go into Blues news.
Yep, definitely. Just out of last week's game, Will Hayes has been offered a two-match suspension by the match review panel. Thoughts? I thought, how can Stewart get 4 weeks and yet they give Hayes 2 weeks for a tackle when Stewart's was blatantly off the ball afterwards and he only gets 4, yet they hit Will Hayes with 2.
Yeah, it's a bit harsh, but...
very inconsistent. I've always said it's who you are and who you play for.
But I think as well, Port, you know, young Hayes, you know, he could have...
I don't think he could have done it. As Dermot Brereton... Was it Dermot Brereton? No, I was listening to Nathan Buckley.
Okay.
And he actually said, what more could Will Hayes do?
Had done, yeah.
So
first game, first run, and he's out for a couple of weeks. But anyway.
Look, Carlton's has finalised their team for Sunday's game. We've made quite a few changes, but one that I reckon are very important in is Mitch McGovern, who has returned after one game in the VFL after missing quite a long time with his hamstring injury. Joining McGovern in the side will be Josh Honey. Good to see Lockie O'Brien back on the wing, where I think he should have been last week, but anyway. And Will Setterfield also comes into the side too. So Will Setterfield's missed quite a fair bit of senior footy, but his form in the VFL in the last few weeks has been outstanding, apparently. So hopefully it continues through to the game on Sunday. Unfortunately, out of the side, we lose George Hewitt with a back soreness. And, of course, we've got Will Hayes out with the suspension. Jack Newms and Liam Stocker have been omitted. So, Newms and Stocker. I thought Stocker was a little bit stiff to be dropped.
A bit harsh.
But maybe it's for match-up reasons. I'm not sure. But Newns, Stocker, Paddy Dow and Lockie Fogarty have all been named as emergencies. So one of those will be the medical sub. I'm thinking of what your thoughts are, but I think maybe Newns will get that job. Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. Just give a quick wrap-up of the Carlton Reserve side, which had a very, very exciting win over the Geelong Cats, 10-10-70 to 9-5-59. Goals to 2 to Carl, 2 to Glass, McCasker, Akui, Crocker, McGovern, North, O'Brien and Sanders all got one each, and the best were Setterfield, Dow, Pitonet, Fogarty, Hanley, Maher and Murkoff. Also, a big happy birthday during the week to Carlton legend Robert Walls. He's a three-time premiership player, premiership coach, the equivalent to a Norm Smith medal, captain, leading goal kicker, Hall of Fame, Carlton Team of the Century and AFL Hall of Fame player. So congratulations to and happy birthday to Wallsy.
Is that the only birthdays you've got?
Oh, God, here we go.
Because I've got...
Is this what you do a week? Sit there to think, I'll just get something that Craig might miss.
Big happy 23rd birthday.
That was last week, actually.
Tommy De Conning.
That was last week.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was before the Geelong game.
It was not.
You sure?
I'm absolutely positive. And a big happy birthday for a 34th birthday to Mark Murphy.
Happy birthday, Murph.
Yeah, happy birthday, Murph.
There you go. So what else have we got, Craig?
Just in a few, the injury updates haven't changed a great deal. As we know, Jordan Boyd's still the season. Jack Carroll, hopefully he gets back into training this week and he'll be assessed hopefully for a game in the next week or so. Ed Kerno with the hamstring, they're saying he might get back towards the end of the season, but I don't think he is. David Cunningham, still the same stuff with Cunners.
You know how much I just want Ed to be able to come out and have a final game. And
I don't
think
it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. But after I've been saying, come on, guys, be positive, da 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 da. But no, after seeing that, it just kind of made me go, oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
I hope he gets back. I have doubts, but all the best, Ed. I hope you get back.
Yeah, it'd be good to see him come back, but I don't think it's going to. Caleb Marchbank, they expect him to hopefully play this week in the VFL side. Now, I've tried to access the VFL side, but I can't find it anywhere, so I don't know whether he's playing or not. So, but they have got him down that he's due to play VFL this week. Jack Martin has again returned to full training. Again, not sure when he's going to come back, this saying another week. McDonald season. Matt Owies, hopefully they're saying he'll be out for maybe the next 2 weeks. Luke Parks is still the season. Sam Phillips still the season. And the good signs during the week was Zach Williams back training and running around. So hopefully he's not that far away either. And just a little thing on, it's not really Carlton related, but the big cruise makes a comeback today for North Heidelberg.
I thought it was Greensboro.
Greensboro. It's at North Heidelberg. Sorry.
Magic Doors playing for North Heidelberg.
That's what it is. Yes. Sorry, I've got it here. He debuts for Greensboro but against North Heidelberg. So hopefully he gets through a full game and he's okay. So go Cruz.
Well done.
that, you got that? That's it for Blues News? Well, you've missed one.
I've left it for you.
Okay, then, all right. So just all you Carlton members that you would have received, hopefully you would have received something from the click-in, but for the game up against the Lions, the Back Our Baggers is back, so you can get a chance to get your name on the Guernsey that they'll run out on round 21 up against the Brisbane Lions. Again, Hyundai is backing that campaign, so head to the Carlton app and enter to win your name on the Guernsey when the Blues take on the Lions, as I said, at the Gabba in round 21. So, and everyone who enters also goes in the draw to win a 2022 all-new Hyundai Kona. So, Kona. Carlton members, get there. Here's your chance to get a name on the jumper. And if I remember rightly, if your name actually gets drawn out, one of the players whose name you're on the jumper, they'll give you a call.
They'll give you a phone call, yeah.
So, it's a great campaign that Hyundai run.
I've entered.
So, we've all entered. So, make sure any members you forgot, get to the app and enter your name and get in that draw.
And another big shout out from the club is that they're actually calling out for anyone who's got any Carlton footage from back in the early days. They're actually trying to put together a museum, basically, of all the footage of the games. There's quite a lot that they've already got, but they're also seeking films of 1968, 70, 72 grand finals, amongst others, is what they're all chasing.
Jeez, so I'll have to go back to my parents' house and have a look. I'm sure there was some old footage we would have taken back in those days.
I reckon you might have a room full of it.
Probably.
So if anyone's got anything, get in contact with Tony Dobolfo. Good old mate Tony. Yeah. And all the information is on the Carlton website if anyone needs, where we've got Tony's email and contact details. So
excellent, excellent. Okay, so that's Blues News. No, Mel's got a hand up. Yes.
Carlton has the highest total attendance of any side, 769,579 to be precise.
I think we said this last week too, you know.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. No. I brought it up last week.
Righto.
I did.
You did. But anyway, I did. You're right, it came out in the media. Yep.
Yeah, it's good to see.
It's good, especially when we don't play as many home games at the MCG. As Collingwood and Richmond.
Yeah.
And we also had a first at the Geelong game. We actually had the first time ever a dog on the ground.
Yes, we did.
Did you guys see
that?
It was actually a assistant dog run out with a little a 13-year-old guy who ran out. His name's Benjamin. He's actually friends, and it was actually inspired by Corey Durden's little sister.
Yep.
And he ran out alongside Paddy Cripps, and it was another first for Carlton. Makes us very proud to be a club that supports and enriches.
Yep, it's excellent. Okay, let's now, Mel, move on to your segment, AFLW, and I'm sure you've got plenty.
I've got a bit, but I'm going to start with, I think, AFLW, okay. I'll get it all out. It was really exciting. It was a historic occasion that happened during the week where all 18 teams gathered to celebrate the competition being finally having all 18 teams, and they actually had male players alongside the AFLW players to just signify the teams coming together, the seasons actually coinciding, and yeah, it was great. So we had Brian Mooney and
Matthew Kennedy.
Yep. Who were in our photo, so that was exciting. And they actually went on to say they had a little interview after with Carlton Media, and Bree was really excited because they're actually training at the same facility. They're more unified, and there's more equality, so to speak. Yep. And it's fantastic to see that everyone's getting behind it. The next thing we have is we lost Lucy McAvoy, as she's had to undergo shoulder surgery, which is quite sad. But another really cool little clip from Carlton Media was listening to Karen Pedersen and how excited and embracing the changes that is happening at the club. With obviously we had seven players out of the side, and we've got a lot of younger ones coming through. But they're really unified, their training's going great. So everyone's looking forward to kicking off in August. Okay, so that's pretty much AFLW.
Yep.
But with AFL news, this is going to, this is a little bit, well, it's not controversial, but it could be something massive. But Richmond star Ty Zantuck.
Oh, yes.
This could really shake up the AFL.
Yep.
Now, he's actually just been approved by the
courts.
By the courts that he can pursue his case. He's actually attempting to sue the Tigers over brain disease and a chronic back injury, which has left him crippled and unable to hold down a job.
Only the Tigers? Because he played at Essendon too.
Only the Tigers, because that's where he sustained, well, he's claiming he sustained the injury.
He finished his career at Essendon, I think.
He did, but
I think his injuries concerns were when he was at the Tigers and how they let him play under the new concussion protocols.
He went to Essendon in 2004 and he only played 12 months and retired in 2005.
Yep.
So he's claiming that it's claiming that the treatment he received from the doctors wasn't diagnosed, and there's a lot going on there. But guys, can you imagine if this goes through and if he's successful in this case?
This will take years. This will be settled out of court, I think.
But can you imagine how many other cases we're going to have, especially with head injuries and concussions?
This is the first time, though, someone's actually pointing the finger at a doctor.
Correct.
Yes.
So, yeah, this could open a massive can of worms, as you say, Mel.
So that was – I just wanted to touch on that one there. And it's some very sad news for the Crawford family.
Yes.
Justin Crawford, Shane's younger brother at the age of 45, passed away the other day. Condolences to the family.
Yeah, condolences. It's not nice at all.
He actually played for both Sydney and Hawthorn.
Yep.
So, rest in peace.
So, that's it.
I have something.
Go for it.
And this is going to shake a little shaky topic, but poor old Daisy Pierce. Have you guys seen what's been going on behind the scenes with old Rex Hunt and Jeremy Brereton?
Did anybody see Darcy Bessio's tweet?
Yes.
About the AFLW hoping they have their grand final parade up the Arrow and Rexy's in the little dinghy.
I didn't see that one, actually. Yes, I saw her.
It was a nice little one of these.
Yes, little whack.
But it's all started with Rex Hunt coming out and saying that because Wayne Carey, Daisy's been replaced Wayne Carey on the Friday night game, and Rex Hunt came out and said, look, she's not uneducated in males, AFL sport, blah, 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 blah. Jeremy's come out again. Daisy was not commenting and obviously keeping everything all under wraps, but came out during the week and just basically said, this is rubbish. Enough's enough. More equality for females in the sport, not just in commentating, but in all rights with support staff and everything else. This stuff needs to be ruled out, and you know, old school people can get back in their box and just let it be.
Oh, Mal. Anyway, we've only got a minute or so before we go for our first break, but I just want to quickly mention the WA Blues. We've got a function next Saturday, the 30th of July, down at the Carlisle Hotel and Distillery when we take on the Crows. Free event. Of course, we'll have a members' raffle if you show your members. Not sure what we'll have as the raffle prize yet. But also, too, just a shout-out. The Carlisle have actually got out that great man, Anthony Koutafidis. It's going to be down there prior to our function. He's from 3 till 5. I think it's $20
to get
in, which gives you a drink as well. Buy them at the bar. I think they're selling fast. If you want a ticket, I'd be getting them this week. I wouldn't rock up because I've got a feeling they might be all gone, especially from what I've seen on social media.
Well, I know W Blues have taken quite a few of the tickets.
So, yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out to that, and I can also do that later. Anyway, time now to go for a break and a few words from our sponsors. Fingers crossed, when we return, we've got the Prince of York, Zach Fisher. Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here, we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues!
Hey, Hey, Blue Baggers. Patrick Cripps and Darcy Vessio here from the Carlton Football Club.
Are you in the market for a new car?
Carlton's co-major partner, Hyundai, offers Blues members up to $1,000 cash back on any new Hyundai vehicle purchase.
For over 25 years, Hyundai has driven our club forward as a co-major partner, supporting us as players as well as you, our members.
From the Kona to the Palisade, there's a Hyundai vehicle to suit every Blue Bagger.
The Carlton cashback offer is available across all Hyundai dealerships in WA, so let us and Hyundai steer you in the right direction.
Terms and conditions apply. Head to www.carltonfc.com.au/Hyundai to find out more.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online and your competitors are stealing your customers.
It's okay. Tech Tiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor. With over 20 years of experience, let Blair Buckingham, your master framer, help make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you are looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. Our display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2022 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers Cannington, come see us today.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous old dark blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening now to 91.3 WA Blues sponsored player Zach Fisher. Good morning, Zach, and welcome back to Breakfast with the Blues.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Zach, before I let the panel ask you some questions, how good was it beating the Eagles in Perth a few weeks ago in front of your family, friends, and, of course, the WA Blues faithful?
It's always good to get a win over there, and I think it was the first time in 10 years that we actually got the Eagles over there. So, you know, it was a really good win. They challenged us at one stage, but, it was good maturity from the group to, you know, have a good last quarter. It was awesome seeing my family there just for a brief period of time.
Zach, Craig here. Carlton have made some big changes during the last off-season with new coach, new coaching staff, big changes at the board. How have you viewed these changes?
I think, we're still only, 10 months into this new system, but it's all been really fresh and, I've really enjoyed Bosky and working really closely with Ash Hansen. I think they've been doing a terrific job. It's just about, being able to do it more consistently over, from quarter to quarter and then from week to week, and keep bringing that intensity.
Morning, Zach. It's Mel here. We're currently 11 wins and 6 losses, the best start to a season we'd have in over a decade. Fans, from what fans' point of view, we're all pumped and we're all up and about. The biggest difference for me is seeing the passion and hunger from everyone involved in the club. Is the vibe and moral as good, if not better, than what we're seeing?
Yeah, the vibe at the club has been, really terrific, I think. Going week to week and getting those wins and seeing improvement each week, it's really motivating coming in on Monday and being able to do the review and, bettering ourselves as a team. That's really encouraging. I think it's probably the most motivated I've seen the group in my 6 years here.
G'day, Fish. You've taken your game to another level this year. What do you think's been the main contributing factor to that?
I've said this a few times. I feel like it's the continuity with my body. In the past, having a few ankles, and it may sound like an excuse, but I feel like AFL is pretty difficult to play when you're 100%, let alone not at fully fit. So, another year, another pre-season, I feel like you're able to come back in always fitter and stronger in that. But, being able to go in week in, week out and, trusting that my body's going to hold up.
With Carlton done some fairly good recruiting over the off-season as well, getting Hewitt and Chera, and plus for us looking in, the big improvement of Matt Kennedy, our midfield depth seems to have grown, and is there any chance you can see yourself floating through there in the future?
Ches and George have been terrific this year. I think they they're both pretty consistent performers, and they're big-bodied mids. So they've really helped out Cripper and Walshy in there. And it's great seeing Matt Kennedy do well. He's such a ripping fella. So for him to get some reward for all the hard work he's put in, it's really good to see. And for me, it's really whatever, you know, Vossi wants. I'm really comfortable playing that small forward role now, getting a bit up the ground on the wing. And if they ever need to inject a little bit of speed in there, I'd be more than happy to go in there. But it's not my primary focus right now.
Zach, you've had a great season so far and you're showing some great form. Do you feel that this has had a lot to do with the team's growing in confidence under Vossi and the other coaching staff?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm not a first possession player. So, and, you know, as a forward, you know, to get your hand on the ball and get, you know, offensive involvement, you know, you need a few things to go right, inside 50 and stuff like that. So when the other boys are getting their job done, it definitely makes my role, you know, a lot easier come game day.
Fisher, it definitely seems like a more dynamic midfield when you go in there, but clearly you're our link man and you provide a lot of run and carry on the wings. How much is this a balancing act, but also a directive from the midfield coach, Tim Clark? And could you just talk about Tim Clark for a second too?
I feel like I'm definitely not as fit as, you know, the likes of Walsh and stuff like that. So I feel like putting me in there for burst is definitely probably most effective for me. If I, you know, I spend too much time in there and I go back forward, I'm probably not as dynamic. But having Clarkey back at the club has been, you know, really great. He's such a great human being. So being able to work with him and Cripple with the stoppage stuff has been a great help to just, you know, being consistent in there.
Zach, you've shared a bit of a story with us before about, and we know you've got that great tattoo on your quad, kick it to Charlie. You also mentioned briefly last time we interviewed you that if Harry kicks 10 in a game, on the other quad, you're going to get kick it to Harry. Are you starting to feel a bit nervous now, mate?
Well, looking back at the last one, I said that I got the tattoo about Charlie. We hadn't played a game since I got the tattoo, so it's actually, you know, it's good that the tattoo is not all the way. She's having an incredible year, and it's good to see him back. I'm not nervous because, you know, I'd get it if he did do it, but he's been terrific as well, and just seeing those two play together is so fun and exciting to see the big boys up and going.
We look forward to that quad, mate, with a big kicker to Harry and the cricket to Charlie. We just hope he gets those 10 goals.
Yeah, we've got our
It'd be pretty hard to do, but I don't doubt either of them kicking 10 goals.
Correct.
Nah. Look, it's funny how you touched on big Tommy DeConey before. He's had a breakout season. The club obviously the players must be impressed with his growth. And how much has that been linked to big Cruz in helping him with his development?
When Mark Fittner went down, it was obviously a big ask for, you know, Tom to take that Saul Ruckman role. The last few weeks he's gone up against, you know, some quality Ruckman. I think even against Saints he went up against two pretty good Ruckman. And I thought he was terrific there. But I see all the Rucks, including Alex Murkoff, they do endless work and vision, studying the opponent's ruck each week and the craft they do on the track. So I'm not really surprised that he's having a good season.
Zach, you've been with the club now 6 years. During your time at the club, you've played with some absolutely incredible players and superstars. Can you tell us who's been your biggest inspiration and why?
Early, Paddy Cripps was huge, just being a fellow WA guy. Moving over, you know, welcoming and making me feel, Melbourne feel more like a home. And obviously, you know, I've spoken about his work rate and his want for his teammates to be better. And the others probably be Kane Simpson and Mark Murphy, who, when I was growing up, really looked up to. The biggest bodied midfielder and defender that you see, but I think the way they went about it, the class and people they are, I really looked up to those guys. So being able to play with those two legends of Carlton was pretty special.
And obviously, Cade Simpson, he's still involved with the club, with the AFLW. Is he still involved with you guys a little bit as well?
He comes in every now and then. You know, we cross paths, you know, at the club now that we share the facilities for the AFLW. And it's always great to see him around the club, you know, still being involved. And he was part of the furniture at one stage there. You know, hopefully, you know, in the future, it'd be pretty cool to see him in a, you know, a development role or something like that.
Fish, your ability to still go down and impact the scoreboard this year has proved pretty vital at times. Are you still obviously adding layers to this game? And can you also give us a little insight into the person that Ash Hansen is? We hear a lot of really good things about him from people like Harry and Charlie. Could you just give us a bit of insight into that too?
Yeah, hitting the scoreboard this year has been, I guess, one of the things that I've been able to do probably in the past that I haven't been able to do. And I think with Ash, he really fills you in with confidence and keeps the game plan simple. You know, you train on the things that you're working on, but come game day, he really encourages you to take in your strengths and keep the game simple, because I think most forwards are pretty instinctive, and if they're playing on instinct, that they're going to get better results. But, yeah, same again with Ash. It's been pretty awesome having him in, and you know, I think he's got the whole forward line working really well, and you know, pretty tight knit group.
And you've kicked some really important goals at some crucial times. Obviously, we look back at the Sydney game earlier on this year, but also I was at the round one game at the MCG against the Tigers, and that goal, I don't know if I've heard a crowd go as loud after they kicked that goal. After you kicked that goal, Fish, that was incredible.
Yeah, that was probably one of the better moments of my AFL career, and yeah, I don't think there's any rule like the blue bagger rule, and even the one against Sydney, I think I missed, you know, probably an easier kick about a minute beforehand, but in those moments, I think wanting those moments is pretty important, and I think in the last quarters I wanted to get those kicks, and really stepping up in those moments.
It's interesting, you've talked about Charlie before, like he's missed 2 years of footy, having setback after setback, but it must be great to see him back, and also for the team structure, having both him and Harry up forward, it must be quite pleasing, because I don't think there's too many back lines that can, if they cover one, they can't cover the second one, so it must be good for our structure as well.
Yeah, Charlie taking 2 years out, I think even his teammates kind of forgot what he was capable of. And even last year, he come back in, but probably didn't see, you know, the best of him. And this year, you know, was leading the Coleman, which is pretty impressive. And H, you know, got that last year. But I think it just makes the defenders, opposition defenders, really have to think about who gets the best defender. And then, you know, at the end of the day, Charlie or Harry is getting the second best defender. And they're both capable of taking the best defender of any opposition. And then, you know, from there, it all flows down to, you know, Jack Silvani getting the third toll, and I think he's really dynamic there as well.
Mate, you're a proud West Aussie. We've got another one over there in Jack Carroll. We've seen glimpses of him earlier this season. He looked very clean, very good, but he's gone back to the twos to probably develop a bit further. Mate, he looks very classy, very smart on left foot, left footer like yourself. How do you see him developing? And we see a big future for him over here, and we just hope he kicks on. What are your thoughts on him?
Jack's, you know, he's super exciting, I think. He's one of those, he likes to call himself the Scott Pendlebury mould, and he likes to run with that a little bit around the club, and I do see it a little bit. I probably don't give him the credit when he's talking about it, but no, he's a very classy inside mid. He's, you know, he's pretty tough, and I think he's got some great role models in the midfield to learn off now. He's got a lot of depth in that midfield at the moment, you know, with Chera, Hewitt, Walsh, Matt Kennedy and Cripper. So it's going to be pretty competitive in the following years, and I think he really looks forward to that.
Looking at the Brownlow predictor that's just been dropped earlier this week, we have your mate Cripper in fifth, and we've got Walshy in 11th. How do you like their chances, and do you think either of them will take it out, or even if not this year, possibly next year?
Yeah, I didn't know that. They were... Cripper started really well. And Walsh's, you know, very, very consistent. So it'd be pretty cool to see one of those guys. I might have to try and tag along and be one of their dates, but I don't think I'll get any fun.
Just make sure you don't make sure Feb's not there on the Brownlow night.
No.
Yeah, well, 25.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a pretty cool achievement. I think as a kid, everyone kind of dreams about it, but I don't think that's their sole focus. I think winning finals football and winning games would probably be their primary focus.
Yeah, definitely agree with you there, Fish. But how awesome, you touched on it before, is it to see massive Carlton crowds packing out games? And does it, obviously it must have some sort of influence when the Baggers come out and on game day, I should say.
Are you talking about the Baggers crowd?
Yeah. Sorry. I've just got muddled up there with something to try to read.
Oh, as I was saying before, there's not a bigger roar than a Carlton roar. And I think, you know, when the games are tight and the Blues are, can get on a roll, I think, you know, they're so uplifting and, really, really drag the boys across the line.
I saw something else drop during the week that we've actually had this year the biggest crowd attendance of any club games being played. So, you know, Carlton should be the supporters and everyone, we're all behind you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to hear, actually. And I think we've got, you know, an important 5 weeks left. And, I'd love to see as many Baggers as we can for the remaining five and finish off with Collingwood. I think that'll be a pretty big game as well.
Yeah, look, it's interesting you touched on young Jack Silvani before. For me, looking at him this year, I think this is his breakout season. Like, he's been asked to go fill in the ruck. He then has to be the third tall, and I think his forward pressure's pretty good. I think he's maturing into a very consistent footballer.
Yeah, I'd agree, and I think with Jack, he's a competitor. He bleeds blue, and he loves the club so much. So he just loves going out each week and fighting. And he's probably undersized when he goes on the ruck, but he did a pretty terrific job. And even against the Eagles, he was up against Nick Nadd a few times, and I thought he held his own. So he's a great teammate.
Zach, we're currently sitting seventh on the ladder. We must win at least two of our remaining five matches to guarantee a spot in the eight. We have GWS tomorrow before rounding out the home and away season with games against Adelaide, Brisbane and Melbourne and Collingwood. Is the big F word being thrown around the club, and how do you think we're going to go with the remaining five games?
No, it hasn't been thrown around the club. I think it's very process-driven at the moment. As you probably would have heard. We're keeping a very narrow focus on this next five rounds and just believe that, our game plan's going to hold up. And I think, we do play a pretty exciting brand, but defensively I think we're pretty strong as well. So it hasn't been thrown around, but I think the boys are getting a big buzz out of the next five rounds and just going out there and competing.
We had some pretty good sort of news today. I heard that Caleb Marchbank looks to be set to play some, make a return in the VFL possibly, or play some form of football this week. Can you give us a little bit of, or tell us a little bit of insight onto how he's been going? Because, everyone was so excited for him when he first came back in against Essendon and then unfortunately did that knee issue. So how's he tracking, and do you think he'll come back into the side towards the back end of the season?
It was really good to get Marchie back a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately re-injured his knee, which is just unlucky. But I think when he's confident in his body, and obviously the physio is confident in his body, so it'll be good to get him back. And he's such a talented footballer, so when he's fit and firing, there's no doubt that he could be pushing for a spot at the end of the year.
Interesting to see that both Pitanet and McGovern got through the game on the weekend. How important for the ruck structure, and also I think McGovern's found his niche down back. How important to them how important to the Blues is having these two guys come back?
Yeah, they're both very important. Obviously, Brad was playing great footy at the start of the year, and I thought he was probably one of our most most important in terms of roles, and he was a rock for that midfield group, and probably frees up Tom DeConing to be dangerous up forward as well if they were to play together. And obviously Gov, him as well started very well and unfortunately had that hammy. So they're both very important. I think they both add something pretty different to our team.
Zach, we unfortunate news of Ed Curnow being injured again last weekend. Do you think Ed's got it in him to come back? Do you think he's, or do you think it's sadly time's up?
No, Ed. If anyone knows Ed, they know how much of a hard worker he is. So I don't think there's ever a doubt that you know, he's going to be able to come back, or at least give himself the best chance to come back. Because he's just a competitor.
Mate, we better wrap it up there. And, mate, on behalf of the WA faithful over here, thank you very much for giving up your precious time, mate. You display and handle yourself very well. Your parents must be very proud of you. I know we're very happy that we are, the WA Blues, your sponsor. And as always, mate, a big game, but as always, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go the Blues.
Thank you, guys. I enjoy coming on the show, so thank you.
Thanks for having us, mate.
See you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Enjoy, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go, Zach Fisher. Not a bad interview.
How good was he?
He was very good.
Yeah, very good,
so well spoken.
Yeah. Anyway, time once again to go for a break and a few words from our sponsors. But when we return, we've got our great mate here, David the Hyphen Reece Jones. Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here, we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues! If it's your first home, or if it's time to renovate, refinance or invest, ICU Finance Group is here to help make it happen in residential and commercial finance. Alton D'Souza, the sole director, is someone who shops around for the best loan features that are suitable to your individual circumstances. He will manage the process from start to finish. For every loan, Alton will donate $500 to Carlton Respects. Call Alton D'Souza now on 0407 998 768, ACL 441 658. We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialist in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark, engrave, print, identify, Charles Street, North Perth.
When you want the highest quality meat with friendly service and value for money, only one name should come to mind. Barbaro Butchers. It's a name renowned in WA and across Australia since 1987. Their high standards, premium products and impeccable service is what sets Barbaro Butchers ahead of the rest. Delivering the highest quality cuts of beef, pork, lamb and chicken, they can even provide catering packages to suit your needs. Drop in and see Raff and the team at 120 Cockman Road in Greenwood or call 9247 4244. Barbaro Butchers, proud supporter of Breakfast with the Blues.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. It's time now to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here at Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist and premiership hero, our great mate David the Hyphen Reece Jones. Good morning, David, and how we find you this morning?
A little bit dusty this morning, actually. You can probably tell by my voice. Yeah, had a little bit of a cold this week, and went out last night and probably had one or two too many.
Oh, you probably need a few more, mate, just to get that throat a bit lubricated. So.
Yeah, I might have to give that a try a bit later on.
Mate, Dave, let's just go straight to last week's game against the Cats, mate. On many occasions when we had a fast break out of our back line, there seemed to be no one to kick to our forwards as they all seemed to be get sucked up the ground and the Geelong defenders remained in their positions. Mate, as you've coached and played before, how does this happen?
Oh, look, it can. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't see a great amount of last week's game because I was down in Tasmania doing a couple of fundraising things. So, fundraising for myself, of course. But what I did see was exactly that. And you know, talking to people who were at the ground, the conditions were pretty ordinary. It was blowing a lot. It was very, very tough conditions. But you know, we're going to get used to that because come September, it could be blowing around it. You know, you're not going to get the pristine conditions that our forwards do like at Marvel Stadium and do play very well. So, I looked at the fixture actually, and coming home, we've got Adelaide Oval, we've got the Gabba, and two at the MCG to finish off with, which I think is good because it'll prepare them well for the finals and get them used to getting out of that pristine conditions of what Marvel Stadium offers, with no wind out there, obviously, and our tools can really dictate a fair bit. But, they got caught out last week. Geelong are probably, they are the form team of the competition, and they showed why, and they're just too good for us. So on the night, I'm saying, so we need to rectify a few things. We're getting a few players back. Good to see McGovern back this week, and he's going to make a huge difference. Talking to some people during the week, he had a terrific game in the VFL last week, and they got to the stage where they were lacking something up forward, so they threw him down there and he kicked a few goals and basically won the game for him. So, very excited to see him back.
Yeah, true. Mate, also too, last Saturday's game, Cripper had the hard tag applied by Blickarves, and not one of the Carlton players even tried to block or bump Blickarves away from Cripps. Is that an attitude thing, or is that some of our players being a bit selfish?
Oh, no, I think it's just the way footy's played these days, and very rarely do you see hard tags anymore. So they're not used to it. But normally you'd hope that one of our players will step up.
Yeah.
And that's what really needed to happen. It was more the case of getting our players to step up. It really is a different ball game to what we played back in our day. So it's hard to sort of comment on things such as that, because you look at it and you go, well, it's bloody obvious. You get in there and put a body in.
Yeah.
But because they're programmed to be in certain positions around contests and so forth, they really can't do it. So that basically, if you do get a hard tag on you, these days you're not going to get any help.
Morning, Hive. We 60 points we conceded on turnover, which is just an unacceptable number. There was 80 turnovers for the game in total. Like, that's atrocious.
Yeah,
it is. And look, you have those games, and hopefully, you learn from them. But it's just one of those things where we were off. We were a bit off playing against the team in probably Premiership form at the moment, so and you just can't be like that. You just need to be right on your game and everyone up and going. So we had a function during the week where they have Premiership Cups actually. People put $100,000 I think it was in for each Premiership Cup to have their name. Underneath it, as we're in the new, these are worth $1.6 million, isn't it? and I was talking to Michael Voss, and Michael Voss spoke there, and I don't think people are too disappointed, because from where we've come from to where we are now, surely we've got high expectations, but we need to be a little bit realistic about it as well, I just think once we get our players back fit, probably another week away, and we start looking a bit better. And Jack Martin, I think we really need him down that forward line. He's a very dangerous player. So we can get back in there and contend. But we just need to get a few more back.
Hive, I was really impressed with the way Vossi handled the post-game press conference and how it was all about learning from it. And he actually wasn't so much of a negative, so to speak, but he was looking, his spin on it was, we're going to learn from this and we're going to, use this moving forward.
Yeah, well, and that's it, that they are learning. And even, Charlie and Harry, when you really look at the figures of how many games over the years they've played together, it's not that much. And, it takes, key forwards, two or three years of really getting to know each other and combining. I mean, you look at Cameron and Hawkins at the moment, and they really do cut teams apart. So they'll get there. But, as long as they're learning by from their mistakes along the way. That's what I think is the most important thing.
Yeah, look, in Harry and Charlie's defence last week, I actually thought that our delivery inside 50 to them was disgraceful. There was so many times it went over Harry's head. They kicked it to, you know, 3 foot to the side. He wasn't in, he'd lead one way, they'd kick it the other way. So I just hope this week that they get their inside 50 kicks a lot better.
Yeah, well, you've got to get it in quick to them. And look, as I said, the conditions were wet, very windy, tough conditions last week. So, and they've been playing in pretty pristine conditions for such a long time that they probably, you know, it was a bit of a shock for them in a lot of ways. Whereas Geelong played down at Geelong quite consistently and then quite often it's blowing down there. They probably get a huge advantage when conditions are such. So, I think you'll see a different way that we attack the game this week and obviously get the ball, you know, one-on-one down to these guys because, you know, that's our strength, you know, the power of our key forwards. And unfortunately, it didn't work for us last week, but, you know, it's a learning process along the way, as Bossy said. And as long as they learn the lessons and get on with things, yeah, we should be okay.
Mate, this might be like waving a red rag to a bull if I ask you this question, but I'm pretty sure I know the answer. But myself, I was very disappointed that Carlton did not challenge the Will Hayes two-match ban for the tackle on Sam Menengola. Do you think the MRO, and in particular Christensen, adjudicates only on the outcome?
Exactly. That's all it was. And from what I've been told, it would have been a waste of time going to there because of the outcome. And the tribunal also weighed very heavily on the outcome and the doctor's reports and so forth. So it looked like nothing. It really wasn't vicious. It wasn't. But it's just the way it is now. And the outcome of the incident has more weight than the actual incident itself these days. So if a player and you know we saw it with Stewart and you know against Richmond, Tom Stewart. You know, I mean, it wasn't that bad what he really did, but because he put the player out of action for the rest of the game, you know, that was the whole basis of him getting three matches. So, you just have to take it. But, when you look at the incident as it is, he half caused his own.
Yeah.
You know, he just didn't keep his head up and, I don't know if he got weak neck muscles or what it is, but his head just banged into the ground and Will Hayes couldn't have done anything else, really.
Yeah. Hi, fam. Moving on to one of your favourite topics, the umpires. What are your thoughts on Nathan Williamson, number 22? And this week, during the week, there's actually one of this Carlton supporters groups has actually launched a petition to have him banned from umpiring Carlton games.
It certainly does look that way. I can understand how people think, but I don't know. I don't know whether he's a closet Collingwood supporter or what, but he doesn't seem to give us the rub of the green. So, look. If I could work out umpires, I'd write a book and make me in. So just leave me out of them.
One inclusion for me this week, which I've been this guy's worst critic, but I thought the exclusion of Lockie O'Brien last week, I think we missed his classy left foot on last week, but it's good to see him back this week, especially his run and carry. Like, I have been critical of him, but I think we missed his polish last week, big time.
Yeah, and look, he has been a little bit down, but geez, there's a couple I would have thrown out before him.
Correct.
And one of them went out this week. So, it's interesting, but I don't know. Look, they've been picking winning teams, you know, for the majority of the year and stuck with guys. I think it'll be good for Lockie in some ways because he's playing for his career and another contract, basically, this year. So, and Mitch McGovern's the same, too. I mean, you know, he's really got to perform in this last half of the season because I think he comes out of contract at the end of this year too. So, yeah, it's going to be a interesting one. But, yeah, it's good to see Lockie O'Brien back in. I think he's got a lot more class than blokes like Moon, Dunes and co. So they're more filling gap-type players where he can actually cause some damage. So, yeah, let's hope he fires up today.
Mate,
tomorrow,
yeah, very important game tomorrow for the Blues, a must-win game. GWS has gone in very tall. They've really loaded up the talls. Like always again, mate, where's it going to be won? Is it in the middle again?
Always. Yeah. It's always in the middle. It really is. And, you know, if we can win that midfield battle, we get the ball down to our forwards in a one-on-one situation. And, yeah, that's really going to hurt GWS. So, see, they've got a few players out they've managed. So, you sort of look at that and think, so they must have very much respect for us. But I suppose they've got a time in their season where they're not going to play finals. That'll be a realisation hits, and they'll play some younger guys and have a look at players looking towards next year more so than what they can do this year. So that's also a benefit at times because, you know, they're probably conceding in some ways.
Yeah. All right, mate, we better give that throat a rest of yours. Give it a bit of a rest, mate. I think you better go.
Bit
of
lubricate, a few more beers.
Bit of
a
lubricate. Back on it.
any suggestions there?
Yeah, green can, buddy. Green can.
No.
I think that was a problem last night, actually.
Fair enough, mate.
So you should have drank Carlton Draft, Reece. You'd have been a lot better off.
Yeah, I'll try that today then.
All right, mate. So, look, you take care of yourself, and let's hope the Blues have a massive win tomorrow because they definitely need it. And as always, buddy, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go the Buggers.
Go the mighty Blues.
Thanks, Hive.
See you, Reece.
Champion, as always.
Does sound very craggy.
Does sound a bit craggy, doesn't he? Yeah. Anyway, as I mentioned earlier, we've got the big function down at the Carlisle Hotel and Distillery next Saturday, 30th of July. Bounce Down's 5:30, actually. And, of course, the Carlisle are putting on Cooter, the great man Anthony Cooter Feedies prior. 3 to 5 Cooters there, $20, I think it is, as I said. And they'll give you a drink. Get down there. I think they're selling like hotcakes. Cause I think if you rock up, you may be a bit disappointed. But, of course, our function's free. Showing the members card, we'll get our members go into the members raffle, which is free, and also too we'll have a raffle. I'm not sure what that will be yet, but wait, who knows? It could be a signed Cooter jumper. Who knows?
I've got one.
As I mentioned, you've got one, have you? Okay,
not getting it though. She's 95 replica.
There you go. One. All right. As I mentioned at the start of the show, look, this was our 100th show today, guys, and I know we sounded a little bit flat because we were just worried about Zach Fisher's interview, and we actually got him, which was a good thing, so that was great. So anyway, let me just say a few things before I close. Look, we started back on the 30th of March 2019 with our first guest player interview was WA's own David Allard, who has been a great friend of the WA Blues.
Yes.
We've had many past and present player interviews along with the presidents, CEOs and other Carlton officials, as well as lots of players. We even continued the show when COVID took hold of the football world and closed down the season. And we were going, and if I remember rightly, up on the Carlton Football Club website, they were playing our interviews, which was
a good
thing.
Yes, it was good.
Which was great. We've tried to entertain and keep WA Blues up to date with current information and to inform you of our regular catch-ups and where to watch the football with other like-minded Blue supporters. We need to thank our great mate here on Breakfast with the Blues, the Hyphen, who's very a bit ill this morning. Mate, he's been with us from the start, and the show wouldn't have been what it is without him, and for that we congratulate and thank him.
Yep.
We need to thank past panel members along with the WA Blues Committee who's supported this from the beginning. But we must thank our loyal listeners who we hope have enjoyed the show and the content we bring you each and every week. We try to have a laugh, we try to entertain, but we also try to keep you up to date. So, guys, bring on the next 100 shows, maybe. Let's see. Who knows? We don't know. But anyway.
Happy 100th.
Happy 100th.
That's why I sang today.
Well done. Anyway, so keep listening to 91.3 Spurt FM. And as always,
go Blues.
Baggers. Baggers.
Go to Baggers.
Da-da-da-da-da.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous horse.